This Monday, there's been a major change in the southern African nation of Zimbabwe. Its former president, Robert Mugabe, resigned last week. He'd been in power since 1980, and he'd held on as president despite instituting policies that ruined the nation's economy. Extensive corruption, mismanagement of industries, food shortages, they're all part of Zimbabwe's struggles. But after President Mugabe fired his vice president earlier this month, other officials were afraid he was paving the way for his wife, Grace Mugabe, to take over. She's also a controversial figure in Zimbabwe. The military then took control in the nation's capital, and though it denied there was a coup, President Mugabe eventually resigned. His former vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, returned last week and took over as Zimbabwe's interim leader. Mnangagwa made it clear he was part of the operation to unseat Mugabe, but he praised Mugabe in his speech, calling him a father, a mentor, and a leader, and urging Zimbabweans to let bygones be bygones. New President Mnangagwa promised to protect Zimbabweans' rights and to push for solutions to the nation's problems. But partly because he's a longtime ally of Mugabe, some of Mnangagwa's critics doubt that he'll be much different than his predecessor. Still, on the streets of the capital, there are signs of optimism.